Biden, Harris, Trump attend 9/11 remembrance ceremony on 23rd anniversary of attacks. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and former President Donald Trump paid their respects to those lost in the September 11, 2001, attacks at a remembrance ceremony in Manhattan held on the event's 23rd anniversary. Biden and Trump shook hands, and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg appeared to facilitate a handshake between Harris and Trump. Just hours earlier, Harris and Trump participated in their first presidential debate, during which the two candidates also shook hands. Turning to face the crowds, Harris was flanked by Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Next to Biden stood Bloomberg, and on the other side of the former mayor stood Trump and his 2024 running mate, Senator J.D. Vance. Today is a day of solemn remembrance as we mourn the souls we lost in a heinous terrorist attack on September 11, 2001. We stand in solidarity with their families and loved ones, Harris said in a White House statement on Wednesday. We also honor the extraordinary heroism on display that fateful day by ordinary Americans helping their fellow Americans. We will never forget. Harris and Biden plan to travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, later on Wednesday, to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony honoring the passengers and crew of United Airlines Flight 93 who were killed during the 9/11 attacks. The pair will then travel to the Pentagon to participate in another wreath-laying honoring those killed at the headquarters of the Department of Defense 23 years ago. Stephen Chung, the Trump campaign's communication director, told the Epoch Times that Trump will also visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville and attend other 9/11 remembrance events throughout the day. The Associated Press contributed to this report. This is a developing story and will be updated.